Have you seen the new notes, courtesy of Ulster Bank, these wee fancy notes that they now have? Let me speak to Terry Robb, who's the head of personal banking with Ulster Bank. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Describe your new notes to me. It's these wee plastic notes. Are they looking good? What are they based on, Terry?
Yeah, they look and feel fantastic, Frank. So they're new note designs. It's the first new designs probably in over 30 or 40 years. The £5 note focuses on Northern Ireland as the place that people pass through and visit, and it really highlights the importance of the sea. And it features Brent geese and Strangford Loch, so there's very much a local theme to everything within the note. And then the £10 note, which is obviously twice as valuable, focuses on Northern Ireland as a place of growth in terms of our agricultural and our heritage, and it features Loch Earn. And there's other features such as the Irish hare, a couple of Shire horses on the back of the note, etc. So yeah, they're looking really, really good, and the initial reaction from the public has been fantastic.
No, we tend to say the plastic notes, but what are they made out of?
So they're made out of a material, Frank, called polymer. And the thing about polymer notes is that it allows us to put in additional security features in the note, which makes them much harder to counterfeit, such as there's transparent panels within the note. It allows us to do additional colouring and some other features that I'll not say on air, but it makes them much harder to counterfeit. And the other big advancement with polymer is that these notes will last about 2.5 times longer than the previous paper notes. So better for the environment, less recycling, etc. So all around, a really good news story.
Yeah, I'm just craning my neck here in the studio on the 7th floor of City Keys 2 to look towards the Big Fish, which is just to my left-hand side beyond the AC Marriott Hotel. And I want to see who's there, because you're giving out free notes today. If you walk past, you can get a tenner or a fiver. Is that right?
I'm not too sure where we've gone that far or not, but there's certainly some of our staff there. And as you mentioned, Frank, the Big Fish has been turned vertical in line with what the new notes are. So they're the first mainstream UK vertical banknotes. And we've had the Big Fish turned up vertical, and also the Titanic signs, the two of the key Northern Ireland landmarks, are sort of have turned vertical to celebrate the new notes.
So if people are dandering past the Big Fish, they'll see mock-ups of these notes. They'll get a look at them, will they?
They will. They certainly will. And they're also, if you're in any of our local branches, there's 8 branches are starting to issue the notes from today, and all branches will issue them by Friday. And if you're around Belfast, so our Belfast City office with some customer hospitality on today, and again, you can see the notes in a much bigger format than the real ones. Across Newry, Derry, Londonderry, Armagh, Oudenard, Enniskillen, and in Andersonstown as well, you'll be able to see bigger notes.
You're a wee bit late, however, coming to the plastic party. I've got a couple here, a couple of fivers. They're not Ulster Bank fivers, but they're plastic, and there's a Bank of England tenner. Oh, I'm coming down with money. Are they similar to those, or have you gone a step beyond?
And they're probably, Frank, of a similar feel. I think from a design feature, we went beyond that. I think the local nature of the notes is very, very powerful, and hopefully that'll resonate with local people. And as you say, a number of banks are starting to issue polymer notes. It is because of the security features, and I think it's the way the industry is going. So I think the key differentiator with our note is we're very local of the Ulster Bank, been a local brand. We've had a license to print notes for a long time, and I think the new design features very much keep with the Ulster Bank heritage as a place to be here, to bank with. We're local, etc., and I think that carries forward into the design of the notes.
That local thing can be annoying for me. I'm back and forward now to Newcastle upon Tyne a lot, where the daughter lives, and there's a wee woman in a wee spa just down the road from her house, and she looks at me like as if I'm a crook when I come in with anything that doesn't have the Queen's head on it. Am I going to have more difficulty now with will I be explaining what the Big Fish is to her?
No, hopefully not. The Big Fish is just for today. The notes clearly have printed on them that they're sterling, and I think we've all been faced with that whenever we travel into the mainland, that at times we're asked questions about the notes. They are official UK legal tender. They clearly state sterling within them. And I think all retailers have their own discretion about what payment methods that they can accept, so that's part of their legal responsibility. But I travel, a bit like yourself, into UK quite often, and hopefully the days of Northern Ireland notes being refused is becoming a thing of the past. And I'd say it very clearly states sterling on all the notes, so hopefully that should give comfort to any retailer.
Yeah, I still have a few of my wedding presents left from 1982, and people gave me some Ulster Bank cash. Do I have to trade it in now for plastic, or does the paper still get me whatever I need to get?
Yeah, the paper will remain legal tender. And over time, as you begin to exchange your paper notes within shops, at local ATMs, etc., you will begin to receive polymer notes back out. And the paper notes won't be put back into issue again by the bank. So hopefully, Frank, those long-held paper notes will become a thing of the past unless you want to retain some for some sentimental reason.
Right. And just one final thing on the ATMs. Do they spit out plastic the same way they spit out paper? That you don't have to, the guys operating those, they not have to readjust their technology?
They do. And in terms of been able to deal with polymer notes, but a lot of those advancements have already taken place with the fact, as you've mentioned, that Bank of England have had polymer notes now for a period of time, as some other banks. So a lot of that technology is now in place, and certainly I think all local ATMs will be able to dispense polymer notes within a very short period of time.
Including the Ulster Bank ATM, it's right up to speed.
Yeah, it's right up to speed. And as I say, by Friday of this week, the notes being dispensed will be polymer notes.
Good stuff. Terry, another chapter. Thanks for speaking to us. Thank you. Terry Robb, who's the head of personal banking at Ulster Bank. So have you had one in your hand yet? Do you like the look of it, the vertical appeal? Feel free to give us an analysis.